This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:37 in the morning. You're listening to The Morning Run on Thursday, the 19th of May. I'm Shazana Mukhtar with Kusu Chuang and Tan Chen Li. Now, another week, another leak. There are grave concerns of a potential data breach of two Malaysian government agencies, namely the National Registration Department and the Election Commission, after news portals uncovered the sale of data sets online.
The first database on sale allegedly contains 22.5 million records obtained from the NRD. Apparently, the database covers the entire adult population in Malaysia who are born between 1940 to 2004, including information such as the full name, IC, and mobile numbers of some 22 million Malaysians.
Yep, the same seller reportedly also put up for sale the personal data of some 800,000 Malaysians originating from the Election Commission. The details for sale include electronic KYC, or know your customer, images of people taking selfies while holding their IC. So the question is, what are the implications of this alleged data breach, and what does it say about the government's cybersecurity preparedness?
Joining us on the line to discuss this is Alexander Wong, managing editor at Soya Chinchow. Soya Chinchow was one of the first to report on the alleged data breach involving the Election Commission. Alex, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. Now, can you walk us through the facts of this latest data leak case? How does this compare in magnitude to previous data breaches?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Well, like you rightly pointed out, right, this is quite big. From the data that's claimed to be from the National Registration Department, that's 22.5 million. So this is actually bigger than last year's leak, whereby it came from the same source. And last year, they put up a sale of personal data of 4 million Malaysians. So this one is five times bigger. But the biggest leak of all time, I think, is probably back in 2017, where personal data of 46 million mobile postpaid and prepaid subscribers were put on sale. And based on report, the source of that data leak came from Numera, a company that's contracted to manage the MCMC's public cellular blocking service. After that incident, the MCMC have terminated their contract.
And what can this information be used for? And what are the dangers of private information of this nature being sold?
Well, look at the sample data. These databases includes, like you mentioned, the full name, IC, full address, telephone number, race and gender. And this information can be misused by scammers to perform phishing attacks. And I think most of us, or at least someone we know, has received a call coming from someone who is impersonating the police, banks, con houses, or even the Inland Revenue Board. And, you know, it's all about social engineering. And the more information they have about you, the better it is for the scammers to convince you that they're from the legal authorities. And also, I want to touch on the other cell of the database, which contains photos of your IC and the eKYC photos, which are basically selfie photos of yourself holding an IC. And that can be misused to apply for products and services without your knowledge.
So, Alex, what do these breaches say about the strength of the government's cybersecurity infrastructure?
Well, I believe most government agencies and departments have their own measures to keep our data safe with the best practices, but it looks like there could be potential vulnerabilities in certain aspects. Like in this case, the seller claims to obtain the database from the MyEnergy API, which I believe is a platform where various government agencies can get access to personal information from the National Registration Department. And as reported by The Star sometime last year in September, the Home Minister, Hamza Hazainuddin, said that there are 104 agencies that are permitted to use the MyEnergy data, and they're looking into reducing the number of agencies who can access it from time to time.
Now, it's important to note that the government has issued a statement to deny that the leak came from the National Registration Department, but they didn't really give much more details than that. What do you think the government needs to show to substantiate this claim that the leak didn't originate from them? Or what kind of answers do you think the government needs to answer? What kind of questions does the government need to answer?
Well, like the Home Minister has repeatedly said that the data didn't come from directly from the National Registration Department. But look at the data, it looks like the information that you get from an IC. So there's definitely leakage from somewhere. And as mentioned by the Home Minister yesterday, he said that investigation is currently being carried out. And they said that they found that the data has been sold from a collection of sellers from other sources. And the ministry will review the SOP to obtain personal data from agencies. So if it's not from the NRD, who else have access to the data? Who is selling them? I hope the government should make the findings public and action should be taken against those who are responsible.
Do you see this eroding further public trust in government data management? And what implications could this have for the ambitious plans under the My Digital Blueprint?
I think definitely there's an issue of trust. Under My Digital, the government wants to adopt a cloud-first strategy and to migrate 80% of public data to the hybrid cloud systems by the end of this year. But honestly, what can we do? It's not like we have a choice. Every citizen and permanent resident will have to register and use a government service.
Yeah, Alex, so these breaches and the sale of data and even the fiasco surrounding MySejahtera, this trust deficit with government, this will make it troublesome for the transition to a digital era where basically you need KYC and other kinds of identification processes to be executed before you can get onto these platforms.
I didn't get that.
Will all these breaches and all these fiascos derail the government's digital ambitions given the trust deficit?
I think it still can go on as currently planned, but like I said, I think there's not much of a choice we can do, because I think eventually most of these services are going to be made mandatory, similar to like MySejahtera, where every citizen must have that installed in order to go out and to go to premises. So I think we have not much of a choice here.
How robust is our legal framework to address these kinds of security breaches? I guess one way to respond is to make sure that at least legally we do have protections in place. What would you like to see, I suppose, considered or improved on?
To be honest, I don't have a clear understanding of the current legal framework, but I know there's a PDPA, but whether it's sufficient or not, that's something that I'm not very familiar with. But with looking at the recent incidents like this year and last year, where more data has been leaked, and like you mentioned, most of the adult population has been already been revealed through these leaks, it looks like more has to be done in order to strengthen our data security.
Alex, thanks very much for speaking to us. No doubt we are going to be talking more about these data breaches in the future. That was Alexander Wong, managing editor of Soya Chinchao, putting into context for us the latest alleged situation of data breaches coming from the National Registration Department and also the Election Commission.
None of which are very reassuring, because essentially you've got no choice but to submit your data to get onto these basically compulsory platforms. But then there is no reassurance that your data is safe. And if those data gets leaked, as they have been demonstrably, allegedly, reportedly, then what right of recourse do you have? I don't know.
I think the whole MySejahtera debacle also has definitely not helped. I think many citizens are concerned about what our private personal data is being used for. This is only, I suppose, fueling that uncertainty and lack of confidence. I would be very interested to see how the government responds on this and how policy debates take shape to ensure that the cybersecurity infrastructure and framework is beefed up in these kinds of situations.
Yeah, I agree, because cybersecurity among not just, say, in the NRD or election committee, there's the other agency within the government as well that needs to be beefed up a lot, because there's a lot of circumstance of our information that is being leaked out, not just, you know, ICs and all that. It could be, for example, if you buy a new property and sometimes you will have a real estate agent calling you from nowhere, you know. So things like this, that is like all this information that's being leaked out, and someone must, you know, something needs to be done to protect our information.
I don't think the government is in any position to do anything. They're too busy doing other things. And that's troublesome, because it's not just the public sector, the private sector. Imagine you're applying for a car loan,
exactly,
right? Everything now is soft copy. You've got to send soft copies of your bank statement, your EA form, you know, your tax submissions, and a whole bunch of other stuff, your IC, you know, your official documents. Where does it, you know, where can the leaks happen? Many, many ways along the way.
The reality is our personal information is being deposited in a lot of different places, both government and private. I do think that this requires deep policy discussions and debate, and I hope that, you know, this just sparks more conversation on this. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.